good.
Well, that's what we started doing. I think Pat's right out there somewhere. He better be if his truck's there. My truck's there, ain't it?
Why
put
his ass in the road
and
know he may run off down the river
somewhere? No, he's out there somewhere. He might be up at the barn if he ain't out there. Now, what do you need to know?
Well, I'm not going to use your name, but I want to tell
you. I don't care if you use it or not. It doesn't make me no difference.
Okay. What is your full name?
You got the thing on now?
Yeah.
What is what name?
Your full name.
My full name is James Marion.
And you were born here, right?
Born here, June the 6th, 1912.
James Merritt.
That's right.
That's an interesting name.
Well, it used to be spelled, but it's now spelled. My great great grandpa changed it. He said, put it like it sounds.
This community is what?
Omega. Used to be the oldest rural post office in the United States. It was the oldest rural post office in the entire United States until it was taken out of here in the 30s.
How did it come about? Like, how did y'all get the post office?
Well, I don't know that. That was post office from here from time the country was first settled, and it was mail came in here by boat and by ponyback, and it was just an old settlement, and where the boats landed on the river here, and then went west by wagon trains and wagons, you know, the freight did.
Yes. When did your folks come here?
When did my folks come in?
Yes.
About 1824.
Woo!
They homesteaded 160 acres here in about 1824. And the northeast corner of it is right down there where you go into my house. That house, right back there. And they've been here ever since. Now, you want to know sort of with the history of the family back there?
Yes, sir. You can.
All right. They came here. When the Guilfoyles came here, they came here from a little hamlet called Moneygall, Ireland. They moved to New York. There was 8 brothers came over here. And one, old man Patrick Eugene, he settled in New York and went into the cooperage business.
Cooperage?
Cooperage. That's barrel stage. The whiskey barrel. All right, and he lost his wife at childbirth, and he got despondent, so he got on a tramp boat and went around the world a couple of times, was gone about 2 years, and left the business in charge of a friend of his by the name of Garvin. And about 2 years after he left New York, he came back to New York, and he ran up on Garvin, and Garvin said he was real glad to see him, said he just sold the business. And here was his half the money. He said, well, I give you the business when I left. I don't want none. But Garvin said, oh, no, you still in it with me. And so they went back into cooperage business. They moved to Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes.
And they went back into cooperage business again in Louisville, Kentucky. And while in Louisville, Kentucky, he married a Mrs. Kate Gilchrist, who had 2 daughters by her husband, who was dead.
Uh-huh.
All right. They didn't like the cooperage business too well, so they pretty soon sold it out again, and they formed a construction company of building levees on the Mississippi River.